Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer distrust Donald Trump ahead of wall funding negotiation. By Sean Moran on December 10, 2018. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, DCA, signaled on Monday that they distrust President Donald Trump ahead of the pivotal Tuesday meeting to discuss funding the government and potentially funding part of Trump's border wall. President Trump will meet with Pelosi and Schumer on Tuesday to discuss funding the government as well as potentially funding Trump's proposed border wall. However, they signaled that they remain wary of a possible deal that would end up partially funding a border wall on America's southern border wall. Schumer said, "If President Trump wants to throw a temper tantrum and shut down the government over Christmas over the wall, that's his decision. But there are two sensible options on the table. We've had limited success in dealing with this president," said Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin, DEL. "His word isn't good. Within 48 hours, he reverses himself. It's very difficult to enter into a long-term agreement," Durbin added. Trump signed a continuing resolution, CR, that would fund the government until December 21. If Congress does pass another CR after December 21, the government could partially shut down. President Trump has threatened to shut down the government if Congress does not provide $5 billion to partially fund his border wall. The president previously threatened to shut down the government before the 2018 midterms, although he relented, worrying about the shutdown fight's impact on the elections. Senate Appropriations Chairman Richard Shelby, RL, said last week that negotiations have struck an impasse ahead of the crucial meeting. "We're at an impasse right now," Shelby said. "I think that something's got to be worked out between the president and Schumer and Pelosi and us, but them mainly because a lot of us believe that we're this close to closing on remaining spending bills. I think that something's got to be worked out between the president and Schumer and Pelosi and us, but them mainly because a lot of us believe that we're this close to closing on remaining spending bills," the Alabama Republican added. Schumer and Pelosi have projected a unified front, signaling that they would not provide $5 billion for his border wall. Instead, they could provide up to $1.6 billion in border security. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, predicted last Tuesday that Congress will avoid a government shutdown, saying, "I don't think we'll get to that point." Graham said, "If I were the president, I would dig in and not give in on additional wall funding. I want the whole $5 billion because the caravan is a game changer. After the caravan, if you don't see the need for additional border security, you're just not paying much attention," Graham added. "So Mr. President, dig in, do not give in when it comes to the wall." Congressman Jody Isay, RGA, told Breitbart News last week that Republicans need to deliver on Trump's demand for $5 billion in border wall funding. "The president has repeatedly insisted on $5 billion for border wall funding, and I support his position to build the wall and secure our border," Isay said. "Republicans are committed to building the wall, and we need to deliver on those commitments, and that should be part of the first train rather than the sleeper car, but the most important thing is that it leaves the station."